我们现在就要开始追，去想一想看，在我们的上一代，为什么在那个时候，他的一个顺服的这样的概念可以普遍的一起去执行，就是大家一起这样做呢？
Let's consider why is it that a whole generation of parents before us could en masse make sure everyone follows the submission concept.
因为在那个年代，其实它有一个社区的一种叫做社区的那个强化的作用。
Because at that time they had their local areas.
Community reinforcement.
Community reinforcement.
它用那个东西其实强化了，就是说我们彼此之间的关系，就是说这个孩子如果被爸爸妈妈处罚了打了，他跑到外面去，隔壁的那一家会说 good.
And so everybody, if a child has been disciplined by their parents and the child goes out, all the neighbors will say, good, you got punished.
所以我们不能够观光单是选我们觉得家很漂亮，学区很好而已。
And so when we choose the area to reside, we need to also be aware of our communities.
我们要想到这个社区的人的 concept 是什么。
We don't only look at the school.Or the community, we need to look at what is the concept of the local people.
因为当我们 discipline 管教一个孩子的时候，这个孩子往外一走，别人告诉他告你爸妈。
Because if you're disciplining your child and they go out, the society might tell them sue your parents.
然后或是告诉他 be yourself.
And then society tells them to be yourself.
那他不是就有两种不同的东西出来了
？Then they'll have a conflict of principles in their mind.
我们在他面前的形象就被摇动。
Because our image in front of them will shake.
爸爸妈妈给他最有智慧的东西，但是现在被动摇了。
But now, even though we have given them the best thing, now they doubt our authority.
所以为什么以前的上一代的人，他不需要经历像我们今天经历这么大的冲击，是因为他有一个社区强化的功能在那边。
Because in the past, our parents had a community reinforce the ideals they were teaching to us.
所以说我们从这样的一个经验也去学到说今天我们可以做到的是在哪里呢？就是我们自己教会的人。
And so how can we form our own community with our own values? And that is the community within our church.
假如我们现在100个爸爸妈妈每个人的观念都是在12岁以前爸爸妈妈要告诉你人生很重要的事情，不是弹钢琴哦，很重要的事情，很重要，耶稣基督在你生命中的这件事情，你要怎么样下去的时候，全部100个爸爸妈妈都有这个 concept 的时候，这个孩子到谁的家，去到哪里的时候，都会告诉他 ，Yes， 耶稣是最重要的。
And if we are associating with 100 other parents within our church.All with the same concept that we must indoctrinate them with the gospel of Jesus Christ, then whoever house he goes to, every parent will reinforce the idea, yes, Jesus is the most important factor in your life.
这个就是专家说的社区的强化功能。可是我们不用社区，我们其实就是一个集体，我们是一个教会的强化功能就会出现。
And the concept of community reinforcement is then applied in our own church community.
可是你看，如果他家的孩子是啊。主耶稣很重要，给他圣经的故事，就到他家，妈妈他们家可以打电动很久呢。
But if in our entire church, one family reinforces Bible and studies about Jesus, and they go to another home within our church, and they'll say, you know, it's different in that home. They play video games all day long.
他爸爸妈妈说 OK。
Because their parents say it's OK。
然后他再到那一家，他爸爸妈妈说星期六没有来也 OK。
And then they go to a third house in that member's home, and their parents say, "It's okay if you don't come to Sabbath day."
那一家 birthday party 礼拜六 OK 也可以去。
And then that home, they go there. All the parents go and allow their kids for birthday parties on Sabbath day.
这个集体的功能整个是什么？破掉的，是瓦解的。他没有办法做强化的工作。
And this community reinforcement is now fragmented and useless.
所以我们就会看见说啊，着急着急，我们真的看见真耶稣教会我们所有弟兄姐妹爸爸妈妈，其实在这一块上面带进了很多社会的东西之后，在带领我们的孩子上面，每一家是不一样的。
And so we find the crisis within our True Jesus Church today is that various parents will bring the outside societal teaching methods into our church.
因为我们看的都不同的书。
Because everyone reads different books.
只是最重要的那个观念没有抓到的时候，会很可惜。
Because if the parents don't grasp the main idea, it is such a waste.
所以在讲义上面，我们一开始就讲到，它文化上其实确实是有差异的。
So here in our Hannah, we talked about the cultural differences.
在上一代跟这一代的东西不一样。
Our generation to this generation is completely different.
它带来一个长远的影响也不一样。
It has a long-term effects on our society and our children.
那现在我们就看到黑板上第下下下一章，它有马太福音的那一段的圣经节的时候，它告诉我们说，一个人不能同时侍奉两个主人。
So Matthew 6:24 tells us that no one can serve two masters.
他教导我们做一个选择，因为不能同样两个的话，就势必要做一个选择，对吗？
So the Bible is teaching us that if you can't have two, you must make one choice.
专家告诉我们说，一个人的头脑里面如果同时装进了两个不同的系统的时候，会产生这个人的混淆，对价值整个的混淆。
So experts tell us if there are two systems running in your mind, eventually it will confuse the mind.
就好像说一个电脑里面同时装了两个不同的软体，你同时要它跑。
It's just as if you had two different operating systems installed within one same computer.
所以一个人不能侍奉两个主，教导我们，我们要选择一个。
And so the Bible teaches us we cannot serve two masters likewise.
这节圣经教我们说，不是看清这个，就是看清那一个。
Because they will either love one and despise the other.
意思是说，他有一个在前面，一个在下面的。
That means that one will take precedence over the other.
所以我们现在就来想，在我们的孩子身上，我们要给他价值的时候，有几个地方在 provide 提供这样的东西。
And so in our teaching of values to our children, what areas do we show them to make a choice?
第一个我想到的就是家庭。
The first thing that we make a choice is our family.
家庭是一个地方提供价值的地方。
Family environment is where we teach values.
因为我们所有展现出来的态度就是一个价值。
Because everything, the way we act, the way we present ourselves is a result of our values understanding.
这个 no, 这个 yes.
This is a no, this is a yes.
这个危险，这个不危险。
This is dangerous, this is safe.
这个可以，这个不可以。
This is allowable, and this is not allowable.
我们虽然是告诉他 yes 跟 no 而已，可是在我们其实同时在告诉他，这个就是一个价值。我觉得这个比较重要，这个比较不重要，不要做。
And when we tell them yes or no, we're actually teaching them this is more important and this is less important.
所以家庭是一个提供价值的第一个地方。
And so the first place that we teach values is within our homes.
第二个地方提供价值的是哪里？想想看。
And where is the second place that you learn values?
学校。
It is in schools.
还有一个地方。
And the third place,
教会也会。
is in church.
对，这个地方也提供了一个价值。
And church also gives them a value concept.
我们就发现说它有三个价值在跑。
And then they will have three systems running within their mind.
要去想说哪一个在前，哪一个在后。
They'll think which one takes precedence over the other.
那哪一个跟哪一个是比较靠近的
？And which one is more similar?
爸爸妈妈要帮他选择。
And as parents, we need to help them choose.
因为真正可以选择的年纪，差不多要等到十七、十八的时候，当他的大脑发展出立体图像，他才有办法去做一个比较完整的选择。
We can't leave the decision to them because their mind doesn't actually fully develop until the age of 18 when they actually can consider all aspects of a concept in a three-dimensional manner.
所以现在如果他还是12岁之前完全的决定权是在父母亲。
And so we must recognize as parents that prior to 12, we have a responsibility to help them make the right choice.
这三个不同的地方，我觉得家庭跟教会是最容易 combine 在一起的。
From these three areas,We can expect that a church and a home should be combined in the same value.
所以教会教什么，家庭教什么，要比较类似，比较相同的一条路。
If the church teaches one thing, at the home we need to reinforce that same teaching.
这样我们就可以把三个不同价值的东西变成了只剩下两个了，对吗？
Then we can distill three systems into two.
那两个系统同时要去跑的时候 ，again。专家告诉我们说，它一样会产生混淆。
And so with two systems running, there is still going to be conflict.
所以我们现在就要再帮他选择哪一个排在前面，哪一个排在后面。
So again, we need to teach them prioritization, what is permissible and what is not permissible.
如果在十二岁以前的孩子，我们让他看见两个系统是同时并行跑，两个都重要的话。
But if we teach our children that both systems are important.
那他在整个的这个价值上面就会产生混淆。混淆的时候，到几岁的时候容易第一次看见状况呢？大概是进入到青春期的15、16岁之后会看见。
And so if our instructions to them before 12 is not clear, and it shows them that they don't know where to make the choice, this confusion will emerge from the age of 15 to 17.
所以我们就发现说，价值是一个很抽象的东西，可是透过我们的嘴告诉他 yes 跟 no 的时候，其实是在展现价值。因此爸爸妈妈就要去注意，今天我在家里面的 yes 跟 no 是不是跟圣经是比较 close 的。
And so, even though the concept of values may be very abstract, but through our mouths before 12, we can really make the concepts come alive and be very concrete to them. So we need to check as parents, is what we're saying values consistent with the Bible principles?
不然的话，我们变成有一本外面的书教孩子，对吧？一本圣经，对吧？学校，三个系统跑啊，他会疯掉。
Then we will have a hard time if we're trying to followThe books that we are reading outside the church, plus the Bible, plus the church or the school, there's three different systems, and our children are going to become really confused.
所以我现在又要给你一个铺话了，就是你坐在这边的时候，同时有两个人在跟你说话。
So, consider if you're sitting here, you have two people talking in your two ears.
两个事情都好重要。
And both things are so important.
一个在跟你讲建堂基金。
One of them is telling you construction fund.
一个在告诉你有一个慕道者需要你的帮助。
Another is telling you that a truth seeker needs your help.
同时进行。
It comes into your mind at the same time.
你的表情会怎么样？
How would your expression be?
你应该不会说啊，感谢主，感谢主。你应该不会这样吧？
I don't think your expression would be, oh, thank God, thank God.
你一定会 shut down 一个转一个，或是说我等一下再跟你讲。你一定会做一个选择，对吗？
I'm sure you'll make a choice. You'll say, let's not think about this for now. Let's think about this.
那个就叫做两个系统。
And that's called two systems.
那这两个系统同时进到脑子里面的时候，我觉得它那个比例很高，就是会容易不正常。
And it's very highly likely that if you have always a conflict in principles, that a person will become very abnormal.
因为从零岁开始，他就听到三种不同的东西进去，一直到他十二岁的时候，一直是听到三种东西进去，他还可以出现在教会吃饭。哦，我觉得是神机奇事。
So it's really indeed a miracle if you present them with three systems that they can actually still be eating at church at the age of 12.
真的，因为他。一般我们在外面跟就是我们带的孩子在外面的孩子，就是我说的外面就是说他不是教会的孩子，在外面的孩子通常两个系统一起跑的，17岁大概就发疯跳楼了。
Because actually in the society today, they're running on two systems. Many of those teenagers out there, not in our church, actually have problems with their brain by the time they're 18.
所以爸爸妈妈，我们真的要 appreciate， 就是说我们的孩子真的 OK 耶。
And so, as parents, we really have to appreciate and thank God that our children are healthy today.
就是还会回家。
That they will still come home.
然后还会吃饭。
They'll still eat.
还会打电话。
They'll still make phone calls.
就说这些东西你以为很正常，对不对？可是对我们来说，我们觉得是一个神迹。
To you, it may seem very natural, but for us as counselors who have seen so many things, that it really is a miracle.
因为他三个东西一起在跑。
Because when he has so many conflicts, three things in their minds.
然后到十七八岁的时候，他会决定自己选一个走。
They will make that final decision when they're 18.
那这个会选择，其实也表示他还是 OK 的。
And for them to be able to make a choice means they're still healthy.
有很多人 confused 一直到了40岁。
And some people become so, messed up. They can't make a decision until 40.
然后到40岁的时候，哎，他也做一个决定，也不错。
And they will actually make their decision, although later at 40.
因为神会给我们几个不同的时间来 review 回来我们的生命。
What they want to do with their religious life, because actually different stages of our life, God will give us the opportunity to review our life and make those critical changes and decisions in our life.
但是也有更多的人是。辈子都在 confusion 的当中。
But there are many people out there today all are continuing to be confused throughout their lives.
到年纪大概70过 过七十、过八十的时候，我们会发现有一些人好像记忆力开始比较不好，甚至于他失去记忆力，他跟这一些 trauma 都有关系。
Some people actually lose their memories around the age of 70 or 80, and it all has to do with these traumas that they're experiencing in their younger ages.
我有一个老人，他现在已经没有记忆力，他唯一出来的一句话就是说，要去哪里？
Okay, not in the
church,
but there is an elderly person who constantly asks, he was one of my past patients, that constantly asked the question, where are we going?
只要一见到人就说，啊，我们要去哪里？
Every time he meets a person, his first question will be, where are we going?
那这个整个的历史原来追溯到他童年的时候，他就是想要出去，可是他不能出去。
And this comes all traced back to the origins of when he was young,when he wanted to go out, he was not permitted to go anywhere.
非常严格的教育，因为只要想出去踏出一步的话，他就要罚跪两个钟头。
Because his home was so strict, if he stepped one foot out of the door, he would be kneeling for 2 hours.
跑出去玩之后回来没有饭吃。
When he went out to play without permission, when he comes home, there is no food on the table.
这个是代表了某一种管教在那个年代的东西。
And that was the discipline in his generation.
所以到我们这个年代的时候，我们会一直觉得说，我不忍心再这样对我的孩子了，所以我要给他更多更多的 love.
And so for us who have experienced these terrible methods of discipline, we're going to be telling our kids, hey, we want to use methods of love to our children today.
可是因为我们是这样被带大的。
Because we were brought up this way in disciplined environment.
我们在主耶稣的面前，在这一块的创伤没有完完全全的被抚平的时候，我们就生了孩子去开始做爸爸妈妈。
And we may become parents, even though our hearts have not become healthy yet, our traumas have not been healed yet.
所以我们一做的时候，我们很想很想哦，我们的脉很想很想爱他。可是当他往那边走的时候，我们就出现了那个情不自禁就出现了那样的东西出来。
Even though we really love our children, but because we've been indoctrinated this way, if our children were to walk, in the way that we don't want them to walk, we might become very harsh with them.
因为我们里面跑出来两个系统。
Because we have those two systems within our minds.
所以我们之所以会很容易生气对孩子，是因为我们的里面其实有很多的害怕。
And why are we so angry with our children at times? It's because we have a lot of fear within our heart.
那个害怕是因为我们小的时候，我们没有能力去应付跟告诉爸爸妈妈说，你不可以这样打我了。
Because our fear was based on the fact when we were little, we couldn't tell our parents that, no, you cannot beat me anymore.
所以我们什么黄金的道理，什么做人处事的道理都没有听见，我们只有看到那一只棍子。
Because...At that time, when we see that rod, that's all we see. We never hear their values or their instructions into our hearts.
我们那个年代被打了之后，爸爸妈妈说：“这样懂了吗？”懂懂懂。
When we're being beaten, our parents would just say, "Do you understand now?" And you'll say, "Yes, I do understand."
结果什么你都忘记了。Even though you don't
understand or remember anything they're saying.
你明天可以又做同样的事。
Because you'll do the same thing again tomorrow.
然后那个板子就更大。
And then that baton, or that rod becomes even bigger.
就越来越大，然后你就越来越怕，所以它里面就进去一个恐惧。
And that fright comes into your heart.
对，那个 fear 在里面。
The fear.
那个恐惧一在里面的时候，就进去到我们很里面的人格里面，可是我们不知道，因为我们受教育。
As that fear takes hold in the innest, deepest subconscious.Of our heart, we don't understand that. We didn't know. We thought we're just taking instructions of values.
所以我们的教育会教导我们怎么样面对每一个不同的人。
And so we learn how to face others.
就算我们不喜欢他，我们还是会跟他握手。
And so we'll treat others that even we don't dislike them, we'll still treat them courteously.
因为我们里面有两个系统。
Because we have those two systems in our minds.
我们明明不喜欢，可是我们会跟他笑。
Even if we don't like this person, we'll still smile at them.
所以我们就来这边一直聆听主的话语，说帮助我，帮助我。
And then we'll come to church and we listen to the word of God and say, please help me, help me.
可是我们每次来到教会的时候，一祷告，我们就是说，主，你去快点 fix 他。
But then when we're praying, we'll ask the Lord, go fix this person.
你有看到我孩子是这样吗？
Do you see how my child is acting?
你有看到我多辛苦吗?
Did you see how much suffering I'm taking on?
在美国耶,不容易耶。
In America, it's really hard.
我一个人带孩子耶。
I'm taking care of my children myself.
主啊,告诉他吧。
Lord, go tell him.
And then 也教他吧。
And then teach that person too.
我没办法了。
There's nothing I can do.
你真的没办法也 OK 耶。
And if you really don't have anything you can do, then it's okay.
可是一祷告起来,过,过来。你就又有办法啦你明明就知道该怎么做就是叫他过来你知道要做这个可是你就在那边主的面前啊主啊帮我我没办法
so then when you're praying you'll keep crying to the Lord there's nothing I can do but then when you teach your kids you'll use a very fierce method to teach them
两个系统
because of the two systems that's running your
heart 今天我们很多人带着两个系统进到教会来
many of us come into the church with two systems
那个道理一直进不到
when the word of God tries to fill within us it doesn't fill in us
因为没有选好
because we haven't made a choice
我们没有选好哪一个是最重要的东西
we haven't chosen what is the most important system we want to keep in our hearts
可是教育有教我们有选好教育所以教育会害人
Although,So our past teachings are really harming us because it teaches us to retain those old values.
它会让我们变得没有那么真，因为教育他知道这样，它不真。
Because we've been taught those old ways, it keeps us not true to the word of God.
教育本来是帮助我们，就是说，那个工具帮我们在崇拜这位伟大的神上面的工具，让我们更加有智慧、有知识去追求他的工具。
So, teaching originally is a tool for us to learn more about the Word of God, to learn about God.
可是现在教育会变成就是 pursue 追求一个更好的职业 ，and then 来跟他抢时间。
But now we have a new teaching in our minds, which is to pursue a better career, and now that.Conflicts with our teaching the Bible.
所以始终在我们的脑海当中就是两个系统在跑。
With these two conflicts in our mind, we are in distress.
就比较难去从心中挖出来那个最从 childhood 的时候的那个恐惧的东西。我们不会面对它，可是我们可以表现出来。
And we will never face that ugly fear within our hearts, although we know how to display that fear onto our children, project it.
同一个时间，我们已经在教孩子了。
And now we are parents and we're teaching our children.
所以我们就一直在一个状态底下，就是只要一失去掌控，就是觉得他怎么不听话，我们很快那个恐惧就上来，就是怎么办，要大声就上来了。
And so when we're living in such with inner conflict and struggle,Although we may be gentle at first, but then when we face the disobedience of our child, that fear, that deep-seated fear comes out, and then we start treating our children with even louder and louder voices.
这也是一个观念而已，就是说价值带给我们今天的人，不论是爸爸妈妈跟孩子，其实有一个很迷惑的一块的地方，没有搞清楚。
So the values that our parents have taught us is actually conflicting.Within our hearts.
所以从很小十二岁左右的时候以前哦没关系我先讲十二岁你们不要一直觉得说哈怎么办已经十八了十二岁以前的孩子你还有机会的话再生一个、啊、如果十二岁以前你来得及的话一定要常常的问他说你以后要怎么为主耶稣活着
So prior to the age of 12, you need to constantly ask this child, what do you want to do for Christ when you grow older?
为主活着哦。
That you really live for the Lord.
然后他因为还不知道这个价值是什么，可是因为你已经抓到这条路，因为他还会来这边，对吧？从什么宗教教育，他就会这一块 link 连接在一起。
Because they still continue to come to church before 12, they'll link what you're asking them, how they want to live for Christ, with what they're learning in RE in church.
我们只要一结合到这一块的话，主耶稣就进来帮助。
And if we can link this up, then Jesus Christ can enter into their lives.
因为我们的责任是帮他选择。
Because our job is to help them choose.
就是这个，我们是一个工人嘛，我们就是一个帮手哈。啊，主请了我们帮他，我们就要告诉他，等一下主人来问是要问这个。
So as God's helpers, we need to keep training the child that when the Lord, the Master comes back, He's going to keep asking you this question too.
所以我们抓到这个观念的时候，就要常常告诉他，等一下就会问这个，长大也会问这个。
And so if we keep asking them this question, how are you going to live for Christ? Then they'll know that in the future when they face their Master, their Creator, that is the question they have to meet the Lord with.
所以包括他的读书，包括他玩耍，包括他的音乐，我们都要问他，我们怎么样可以为主耶稣活着。
And so in everything that they do, in everything they choose, whether it be the music, the school, the learnings that they are doing, everything, they have to make a choice. Is it for the Lord?
这个东西一进去之后，当他开始接触到外界，六岁、七岁之后进到学校，他听到第二种系统进来的时候，嘿嘿，他已经有六年先开始的东西了，对吗？
And so if they have been taught the value of the Bible before six, for 6 years, this is now strong in their hearts. So when they go to school, when they're introduced that second system,